Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Sound Heart Radio. The next few shows will be dealing with the importance of understanding ancient wisdom medicine and the reality of mind-body medicine as taught in the Word of God. And so tonight, we will be studying biblical cardiology. We'll be looking at a few verses from the Old Testament and one particular passage in Luke chapter 4. But I want to have you to focus your attention tonight on what the biblical documents have to say with regard to the human heart. The Word of God has a lot to tell us and to teach us about the heart. And essentially in the Old Testament, the term for heart is lev, L-E-V, lev. And the term for the soul is nefesh. In the New Testament, the term for the heart is, of course, cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A, cardia. And so, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the essential focus is on the heart of individuals, what the heart means. In other words, the heart is the person, and the person is his or her heart or essence. We're speaking about the essence of an individual. Now, on the physical level, the heart relays messages back and forth to the brain, creating a two-way communication between the two organs. In the 1970s, a psychologist, John and Beatrice Lacey of the Cells Research Institute, found a flaw in current popular thinking about the brain. The popular wisdom believed that the brain made all of the body's decisions. The Lacey's research indicated otherwise. Now, the Lacey found that while the brain may send instructions to the heart through the nervous system, the heart does not automatically obey. Instead, the heart seems to respond at times as if it is considering the information it has received. In other words, the heart seems to have an opinion of its own. And so immediately we are taken out of the confines of Western thinking about the heart as a muscle. We are led into this incredible new realm in which the heart is seen as so much more than a muscle. So let's go on. So the heart seems to have an opinion of its own. Now, the heart's electromagnetic field is 5,000 times greater in strength than the electromagnetic field the brain produces. This is very interesting and very fascinating. And so you and I understand that Yahweh Elohim is the creator of, and that individuals are indeed marvelous and complex beings. On the physical level, we know that the heart has three layers of tissue: myocardium, endocardium, and epicardium. Oxygenated blood leaves from the left side of the heart through the ascending aorta, and deoxygenated blood returns to the right side of the heart before it goes to the lungs for oxygen. One day I will give a discussion on breath and as the essence also of the individual in the Old Testament, because the Bible teaches that you and I are breath. But that's for another show. Heart rate is affected by physical fitness, activity, emotions, and other factors. The healthier a heart is, the lower the resting rate will be. Hormones are released because of emotions, or that are released because of emotions and other stimuli, affect the heart rate, which is why the heart was historically associated with emotions. Even before the brain of a fetus forms, a tiny heart begins to beat. Even before the brain of a fetus forms, a tiny heart begins to beat. Now, scientists don't know what makes it begin its long journey of beating for 70, 80 or more years. Now, medical practitioners use the word autorhythmic to describe how a heart begins beating all by itself. Neuroscientists have discounted that the heart has its own independent nervous system. Or, I should say, neuroscientists have discovered that the heart has its own independent nervous system that is independent from that of the brain. The heart has 40,000 nerve cells. And so once again, we learn that the heart is more than a mere biologic pump. There are those who believe that these abundant nerve cells give the heart a thinking, feeling capacity. So why is this information important? Well, it is important for many reasons. And you and I know the importance of our physical health and what a gift it is. It is God's gift to us. It is a blessing to have physical health and not to abuse oneself. So I want to read to you a verse from Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 17. And in this section, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is in a synagogue and in his own hometown, and he is reading from the scriptures. He is reading from the book of Isaiah. And we read in verse 17, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives," or forgiveness to the captives, "and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." So, in the Greek, where it reads, "to heal the brokenhearted," it is literally the shattered in heart. Hearts that have been crushed by people, by things, by circumstances, by events. Hearts that have been crushed. We read that Jesus was sent to heal such hearts. Let me also read to you from the Old Testament, that is from the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 reads, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful." A happy heart, Lev, makes the face cheerful, but heartache. So I want you to see the very powerful connection of mind, body, not mind and body, but the very powerful, powerful connection of mind, body. And these two are not, and these two are not independent, but there is a holistic, a very powerful holistic element that we need to understand. Mind, body are one. Mind, body are one essence. The Word of God teaches this. It is important to realize that the ancient clinical wisdom of the Word of God has been given to us so that we might understand what God has done, what He is doing, and what He will do in the future for those who know Him. Now, in Proverbs 14:30, we read, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." And I said in last night show that I wrote a paper on jealousy, and I found that the medical literature has extensive articles on jealousy and what jealousy does to the individual's body, and also what jealousy does to the individual's body emotionally. And I found several articles that spoke exactly about this, that is, what envy or jealousy does to the bones. Indeed, envy does rot the bones. We know this to be true. God has told us these wonderful things, envy, powerful wisdom, ancient mind-binding medicine of His Word. And so, if you know someone who has been shattered in heart or has a broken heart, please share the Word of God with that individual and let he or she know that there is an answer to be found in God. God heals, that is, He knits together that which has been ruined. God will do this. He will do this because He loves us. And we are indeed thankful that we have a God who loves us in this wonderful manner. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful evening.